Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is an NBC News special report. Here's Savannah Guthrie.
Hi there. Good morning. We continue to follow that breaking news out of Baltimore, where a search and rescue operation is underway at this hour after the overnight collapse of the key bridge there. The governor, Wes Moore, addressing reporters. Let's listen.
To the people of our state, to our first responders, I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of your courage. I'm in awe of your strength. I'm in awe of everything you do for each and every one of us. You saw a crisis and you said, what can I do to help? And our response teams are doing everything in our power to rescue and recover the victims of this collapse, literally as we speak. People who, as we speak, are out there are divers, our air assets, people who right now are working to save lives and are doing it because the state asked. And we will update the public as the work continues. To our partners inside and outside of government, I know this has been a long night. We started coordinating immediately after the Key Bridge collapse. We've been standing together every step of the way, from our county leadership to our city leadership, to our state leadership, to our federal leadership. And I'm grateful to call each and every one of you not just colleagues, but I'm grateful to call you friends. And to the people of Baltimore and each and every one of the 6.3 million Marylanders who call our state home, I recognize that many of us are hurting right now. I recognize that many of us are scared right now. And so I want to be very clear about where everything stands. We are still investigating what happened, but we are quickly gathering details. The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack. Our administration is working closely with leaders from all levels of government and society to respond to this crisis, and not but just by addressing the immediate aftermath, but also by building a state that is more resilient and a state that's more safe. That is our pledge, and that's our commitment, and we're going to keep that commitment. And lastly, to the victims of this tragedy and their loved ones, all of our hearts are broken. We feel your loss, we're thinking of you, and we will always be thinking of you. We pray for the construction workers who are on the Key Bridge, and we pray for everyone who has been touched by this tragedy and their families and all of their loved ones. But Maryland, we will get through this, because that is the Maryland spirit, and that's what Maryland is made of. We are Maryland tough, and we are Baltimore strong. So in the face of heartbreak, we come together, we embrace one another, and we come back stronger. That's what we've always done. That's what we'll continue to do. And that's what we're going to get done together. And we're going to pray for Baltimore. And I'd like to turn this over to Senator Van Hollen, who's done a remarkable job in our fellow delegation in providing support. So thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Governor. As the governor said, we come together. We come together in Baltimore. We come together in Maryland. First of all, our hearts go out to all those who are on the bridge and their loved ones. We pray for them. Our gratitude goes out to the first responders who, as we speak, are out there continuing to conduct search and rescue operations. I want to thank the governor, the mayor, county executive, all the people gathered here as part of Team Baltimore and Team Maryland. And the federal government is with them as a partner. The Coast Guard, as we speak, is also part of this mission. Coast Guard cutters, Coast Guard aviation assets. I spoke twice today with Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg has pledged that they will do everything they can to very quickly release emergency response funds for this important project. The National Highway Transportation Administrator is on his way to Baltimore if he's not here already. They will be releasing those early funds once all the parties are fully engaged. Second, the National Transportation Safety Board. I talked to the chair this morning. She and her team will be conducting an investigation of what happened. And finally, the Army Corps of Engineers, naval assets for looking below the surface and clearing. All of this is going to be part of the effort. The governor is leading Team Maryland. The mayor and the county executive, of course, Team Baltimore. But I'm just here to say, together with Ben Cardin, Senator Cardin, and Congressman Fume and others, the federal government is your partner in this effort. Thank you. And again, to the people of our state and the people of this great city, we're with you. We love you. We will get through this together. Thank you, Governor.
Good morning again, Paul Wiedefeld, Secretary of Transportation. Just a few updates since our meeting this morning. The crew that was out there working was basically repairing potholes, just so you understand that. It had nothing to do with a structural issue at all on the facility. At this time, one person has been rescued, and so far, and our efforts continue in terms of that. Engineers are on site right now, determining both some of the structural issues, obviously some of the debris field, and we'll start to work that, but we'll work hand in hand with the NTSB before we take any further action in that area. With that, I did want to introduce the FBI for a few comments as well.
Hello, my name is Bill Del Bagno. I'm the special agent in charge of the Baltimore Field Office. First and foremost, I want to say that our hearts go out to everyone that is impacted by this tragedy, especially the victims and their families. On behalf of the FBI, I would like to say that we are with you, we're with Baltimore, and we're with the partners every step of the way. The FBI, on very first, looking at and assessing this matter from an investigative standpoint, I want to be clear that there is no specific or credible information to suggest that there are ties to terrorism in this incident. The FBI has been part of this response from the beginning. We came within 1 hour to the command post and quickly lashed up with our very strong partners all along the way. We will bring whatever resources that the FBI has to bear. We've already brought our crisis response, our victim services, and just recently, our underwater search evidence recovery teams are on site. And we will continue to provide all those resources as long as it takes. And as the investigation goes on, we will take it to its logical conclusion along with our partners. To the people of Baltimore, to the public, I ask you to be patient as we go through this and as information becomes available to us. And lastly, I want to say thank you. Thank you to our partners. Thank you to everyone who in the FBI and counts on the FBI. We will always bring what we need to the people of Baltimore, and we are with you. I'd next like to introduce the Coast Guard.
Good morning. The Coast Guard is still actively searching at this time. We are using response boat crews from two of our local Coast Guard stations, one of our helo crews from an air station in Atlantic City, and also one of our cutter crews on one of our 87-foot patrol boats. We will continue to work with our local, state, and federal partners during this tragedy. Thank you.
Governor, you said at this point, all traffic in and out of the harbor stopped at this point. Governor, as far as you are aware,
was the collapse of that bridge inevitable as that ship hit that part of the bridge?
No, I mean, we're still in the process of investigating exactly what happened, so we don't have any further details about whether or not it was inevitable or not.
But no structural issue with the bridge?
No, there were. In fact, the bridge was actually fully up to code, so we have no further information about what happened during that time.
Governor, is all shipping in and out of the port now stopped completely, and do you have any estimate very early on as to how long it will be before shipping can resume to the Port of Baltimore?
Yeah, we don't have any estimates on timeline because right now our exclusive focus is on saving lives. Our exclusive focus is on search and rescue.
Can you update those numbers, Governor? Could you give us a better sense for the number? Because we'd heard, I know Mr. Wiedefeld said one had been rescued, but earlier from Baltimore we heard that two had been rescued. Can you tell us the total numbers we're talking about that may be, that you're searching for, and how many have been rescued?
Well,
there are eight individuals. Six are being searched for right now. One is in, was taken to the hospital, and one is not in the hospital that we're speaking to.
So six unaccounted for?
Yes.
And does that involve individuals that may have been in vehicles that went in the water?
Or is that just the construction?
No.
We believe it's a construction crew.
What about
so we don't think there's anyone in vehicles in the water?
No, we do not believe so.
Governor, how quickly did you find out about what happened here, and what was your reaction when you heard the scale of what just occurred in Bridge Road?
I think it was probably within minutes of everything, less than an hour, when I know that my phone first rang. And, you know, first from the mayor of Baltimore and also from our chief of staff. And it was, we know the Key Bridge. I've ridden over the Key Bridge countless times. So many of us know the Key Bridge because it is our normal commute. This is a place that is a normal commute route for over 30,000 Marylanders every single day. And so to hear the words that the Key Bridge has collapsed, it's shocking and heartbreaking. And immediately the first thought and the first ideas go back to what happened to the people, what was the impact on human life. But for every single one of us who are Marylanders, the words that the Key Bridge is gone, it still shakes us, because for 47 years, that's all we've known. And so this is not just unprecedented from what we're seeing and what we're looking at today. It's heartbreaking.
Governor, can you confirm that the crew on the ship alerted authorities that it lost propulsion and was in trouble?
We can confirm that the crew notified authorities of a power issue. Yes.
And that they had lost power on the ship.
Yes.
Was there any ability to shut down the bridge before it happened?
I'll take the question right here.
Sorry, Deputy.
Were you working 24/7 on finding and rescue? I know you're looking for six people, but one has been rescued, so three people has been rescued.
Total of eight.
Excuse me. A total of eight, one rescued in the hospital, one not in hospital, but it is, we have communicated with that person, and then six that we are searching for.
And all construction workers working on the pothole?
With all eight? Yes, they were all related to the construction program,
so
yes.
We heard that multiple vehicles went into the water. Any word on how many vehicles went into the water and the condition of those people that were in the vehicle?
Not at this time.
Was there any way to shut down the bridge? Was there enough time for that distress call to trigger something like that?
Now, the thing that we know is that you know, even as the boat was coming in, you know, we had a ship that was coming in at 8 knots, so coming in at a very rapid speed. We do know that the investigation is currently going on, but I have to say I'm thankful for the folks who once the know, once the warning came up and once notification came up that there was a mayday, who literally by being able to stop cars from coming over the bridge, these people are heroes. They saved lives last. They saved lives last night.
Right, so they were able to stop traffic.
The focus is on rescue now. But looking forward, is there any vision for how long it could possibly take to remove the wreckage, to rebuild, how it could possibly be done? Can you look into the future at all at this point?
This is going to be a long-term build. It's going to be a build that's going to require every facet and every aspect of our society. It is something that I can tell you, we are going to get this done. We are going to make sure that this is not just rebuilt, but that we are going to rebuild in a way that remembers the people who this tragedy has impacted, and also do it in a way that that honors the community that it serves. But right now, I could not give you any form of estimate on timing or cost. Right now, my and all of our exclusive focus is we're just trying to save lives.
Can the mayor talk on the state of emergency locally, please?
Yes, thank you. Listen, we know the governor issued a state of emergency, but we at the local level felt the need to do that too, because there may be some things that we have to encumber with our fire department and other agencies that we'll be able to pull down support for as we all work together, again, as we're focused right now on saving lives and working through this unspeakable tragedy.
In the interim, I know that there's obviously the focus is on the rescue and the recovery, but this is such an important thoroughfare here in Baltimore for drivers, people trying to get around. How are they going to be able to manage while that is also going on?
Yeah, so we've also already been in touch with people about alternative routes and ways people can navigate now that this tragedy has happened. And I don't know, Secretary, if you want to speak to that as well.
Just give you a sense of scale, roughly about 35,000 people a day use that facility. About double that use the Harbor Tunnel, and double that again use the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So basically, we have those two other options. We'll make sure that we have as much personnel out there to deal with any incidents, because as you know, that can cause the backups very quickly. And we will basically put out a lot of communication on different alternatives. We're also looking at transit alternatives as well.
What role will the legislature play in this response? Are there any policies, any
policies
that can be
freed
up in the coming weeks?
Oh, yeah. No, so we are, in fact, we have our Senate president here. We have members of the legislature here. The legislature is going to have a role in all this, as will our local elected officials, as will state officials, as will the federal government. Everybody is going to have a role in terms of how we think about the rebuild.
Governor, how long do you expect shipping to be closed down through the port? Do you have any estimate in terms of the port here?
We don't at this point.
But
we don't at this point.
Ships are going in or out at this time. Right?
Correct. Yeah, we don't have an estimate on timeline as of yet. Our focus really is right now on just make sure we're saving lives.
One last question:
are they able to get out at all, or no?
I'm sorry, Sadie.
The vessels that are currently docked at the port, are they able to get out or no?
The one that's captured under the is that
still at port?
Oh, no. Yes, that one's still at port. Yes.
We'll take one last question.
What's the ship being guided out by tugs, firstly? And secondly, did you just say that it issued a mayday in enough time that you were able to stop all traffic from entering both sides, so that the only casualties we expected are the workers on the bridge?
Yes, ma'am. So the investigation is still going on, so we're going to have all the full details and also all the full details about the timeline and the TikTok that took place. But we're thankful that between the mayday and the collapse that we had officials who were able to begin to stop the flow of traffic, so more cars were not up on the bridge. And I can
tell. Were some on the bridge or not? Were there any?
Well, during the collapse.
Yeah, were there some on the bridge? There have been reports that have been sonar that have detected vehicles at the bottom of the water. So as well as the 8 people, there could still be people trapped inside or potentially have died in vehicles. Is that correct?
I think the investigation is still going on to find out exactly how many people in what situation. But the thing that we do know is that many of the vehicles were stopped before they got onto the bridge, which saved lives in a very, very heroic way.
Thank you all very much. Thank you. We'll have another update later. Thank you.
This is a huge detail. We don't know how many vehicles were on the bridge.
Governor Wes Moore of Maryland and other officials briefing the media on the latest on this extraordinary event that took place in Baltimore in the early hours of the morning. The key bridge there over the Baltimore Harbor collapsing just about completely after a cargo ship rammed into a support structure of the bridge. The video, astonishing to watch, no matter how many times you've seen it this morning, the moment when the entire bridge falls into the water. We learned a few things from that news conference. The governor saying that all signs point to this being an accident. The FBI adding there's no credible threat that this is related to terrorism at this moment. That the crew did notify authorities as it left the harbor that it was experiencing a power issue. And we learned most crucially that there was a call to stop traffic on the bridge before the moments of impact. I want to turn to NBC's Tom Costello for the rest of what we learned, including how many people are being searched for at this hour. And I think, Tom, a bit of a question as to whether or not, despite the fact that there was a mayday from the crew and bridge traffic was stopped, whether or not there were other vehicles on the bridge that may well be in the water now.
So the fire chief from several hours ago said that there were vehicles in the water. And according to the news conference you just heard from the governor and other state officials, there are six people unaccounted for right now. They believe that they are all construction workers. You know, I'm wondering out loud, Savannah, whether those cars may have belonged to the construction workers, because this was an overnight pothole repair team that was up on the bridge. And as you know, if you drive through construction sites on the highways at night, very often those workers have parked their own cars along the side of the road. We'll see whether that is a connection. But nonetheless, they're now saying six people unaccounted for. They were part of that overnight construction team on the bridge doing pothole repairs. And also the fact that they were able to stop the traffic on the bridge may have saved many lives, Savannah.
Absolutely. A mayday from the crew, a crew that, as far as we know, is still aboard that ship as the entire harbor of Baltimore is shut down at this hour. We'll continue to cover this breaking news. A cargo ship leaving port from Baltimore, hitting the key bridge, a key thoroughfare, part of Interstate 695. More than 30,000 vehicles a day crossing that bridge, but it is in the water this morning, and the investigation is just beginning. The search and rescue underway for at least six people unaccounted for in those frigid waters. Much more coverage on our streaming channel, NBC News Now, and online. Most of you will now return to the Today Show. This has been an NBC News special report.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.